Exercise 2, page 6.
There's no doubting the affection that the British hold in their hearts for the game of football and for its most talented players. One such player is my guest today, Ryan McClare, who will soon be leaving our shores to settle permanently in the United States. And I can't help but wonder, Ryan, if Americans will ever develop the same kind of attachment that we do to the sport they call soccer.
Well, the popularity of football is increasing slowly but steadily in the US, and that's basically what has made me so keen to go there. I want to help fire up that enthusiasm and help football become as established as other sports there. I think their passion for the game is just below the surface and just needs some encouragement.
You've been criticized for your decision for a number of reasons. Some say that you're only after the huge amounts of cash you can make, and others claim that it's because, in fact, your high-flying European career is over.
It just goes to show that a lot of people in the media want to be as hurtful as they can to sell more papers. I mean, really, they must be joking. The truth of the matter is that whether I stay or go, I can still make money. Good money. So that's not why I'm doing it. And as far as my career goes, it's common knowledge that my team wants me to stay. And don't forget, I'll still be playing for my country.
So you're making the move purely out of love for the game and to promote it in the States?
I'm really excited about the opportunity I've been given to be involved in something that's considered new and fresh. In some ways, attitudes in Europe towards football are a bit, well, tired, because it has all been seen and done before. And for me as a person, not just an athlete, a whole new world is about to open up. That's why I'm going.
You mentioned before that you'll still be part of the England team. How are you going to cope with jetting between two continents?
Just as I've always coped with travelling as an international player. All players have to travel frequently. You get used to it. And anyway, I'm an athlete. We don't get as tired from jet lag as much as people who aren't fit do. And it's not as if it's going to be every other day, is it?
You've had some problems with recurring injuries, though, lately. Do you think you're going to be fit enough for the start of the season with your new team?
I certainly hope so. I can't wait to get on the pitch to play, but the doctors are keeping a close eye on my physical condition, and whatever advice they give, I will follow it. If I have to take things a bit slower at first, then that's the way it goes.
We've talked a lot about the way you feel about the move, but what about your family?
I think my wife is more excited than I am. Players' families are used to moving around. It goes with the job, to be honest. As for my son, he just sees it as another holiday somewhere. And as a parent, I think it's great that I can offer him the opportunity to experience so many fantastic different places at such an early age.
So it seems that the whole family is looking forward to the move then. That's great. But what about your new teammates? Do you think they're just as pleased about you coming?
I've met everybody on the team, and they were all really warm and friendly. I've made it clear to everyone that I will be just another member of the team, so I don't want any special star treatment. It's not a case of me and them. It just doesn't work like that at a professional level.
Well, I think we've pretty much set the record straight here today, Ryan. Thanks for coming in to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.